Babies get a lot of things from their mothers, including their microbes. Microbes live all over babies' bodies and help them grow up healthy. But some babies miss out on their mother's microbes. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports a new study suggests a way to fix that.
When a woman is pregnant, the microbes in her body start to change, and scientists think that's so the baby will get just the right mix of bacteria as he or she passes through the birth canal.
Babies pick up these microbes, and by the time the baby is born, the baby is heavily colonized by these microbes that have found the right place to grow.
That's Maria Dominguez-Bello from the New York University School of Medicine. She says babies that are delivered with a cesarean section don't get these microbes. They're called the microbiome, and that might help explain why babies born by C-section are much more likely to get all sorts of diseases.
We think that the epidemic increase in asthma, allergies, type 1 diabetes, celiac disease, obesity are related to disturbances in the microbiome.
Because mom's microbes help educate babies' immune systems and help regulate their metabolisms. So Dominguez-Bello and her colleagues wondered whether they could fix this, whether they could give C-section babies their mom's microbiomes. They decided to try.
We are testing the hypothesis that if a baby born by C-section is exposed to vaginal fluids of his or her mom, then those bacteria that the baby should have seen naturally will find and grow in the appropriate niche of the body.
To do this, they're putting a piece of gauze inside the birth canal of moms giving birth by C-section before the deliveries to soak up their microbes, and then taking out the gauze just before the baby is born.
The first thing we did after they cut the umbilicus was to expose the baby to that gauze, swabbing first the mouth, then the face, then the rest of the body.
And they're reporting what they found out from the first four babies they've done this to. They compared them to seven C-section babies who weren't swabbed and seven who were born naturally in the first month of life. The microbes of the swabbed C-section babies look way more like those of babies delivered naturally than those of C-section babies who weren't swabbed.
These results show that we can partially restore and normalize their microbiome.
She says partially restore because they were still missing some microbes, but their microbiomes looked way better. Other researchers say the results are very exciting. Juliet Madan studies babies' microbiomes at Dartmouth.
It's a very important study because it's showing that this is a possible intervention that might restore a health-promoting microbiome and lead to improved health outcomes for life. It's very exciting.
But the researchers stress that they need to do this on a lot more babies to really know if it works and follow them for years to see if it makes any difference to their health. In the meantime, they stress that women shouldn't do this on their own because there is a risk it could accidentally transmit harmful infections. Rob Stein, NPR News.